From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. A federal judge says Florida's way of evaluating teachers is constitutional. As Gina Jordan tells us, teachers and education groups sued over a change in state law that enables districts to tie evaluations to student performance.
The law was passed in 2011. It allows some teachers to be evaluated based on test scores of students who aren't in their class. They can also be judged based on test results in subject areas they don't even teach. And starting next year, their pay will be impacted. The Florida Education Association is among the groups that sued. They argued that the law takes away a teacher's right to due process and equal protection under the Constitution. U.S. District Judge Mark Walker said his ruling was based solely on whether the evaluation system is constitutional. He noted that the system is supposed to measure the individual effectiveness of each teacher, but the standards for evaluation differ significantly and are unfair. The teachers' union says it's considering further legal action. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
Venezuelans from Miami are en route to Washington to join a national call for sanctions against Venezuela. Three buses carrying more than 100 people left Miami Thursday and were scheduled to arrive this morning. They will be joining Venezuelans traveling from 19 states and 37 cities. The group plans to meet with legislators and voice their support for sanctions against the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Venezuela has been embroiled in protests since February over soaring inflation, food shortages, high crime, and other woes. 41 people have died and nearly 800 have been injured. U.S. legislators have introduced bills calling for sanctions against anyone involved in human rights violations against peaceful protesters. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba, and now we say good morning to Paul Leary.